Today on Gardening in a Minute, your spring vegetable garden. There's nothing like having homegrown vegetables right at your back door, and now's the time to prepare your beds for spring vegetables. Spring crops include sweet corn, cucumber, tomato, watermelon, and several kinds of beans. Start with a plan. Decide what vegetables you want to plant and where in your garden they'll be located. Make sure your site gets plenty of sun and is near a source of water. Get your soil tested to find out what nutrients it needs. Your county extension office can help you with this process. Purchase or start your own transplants or plant seeds directly in the soil. For best results, choose varieties recommended for Florida. Water and fertilize as needed, and keep an eye out for pests. For more information on vegetables and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, spring flower beds. Spring is right around the corner, and it's time to freshen up your flower beds. The warm days and cool nights of spring are perfect for planting many of the stunning selections of annuals and perennials for both sun and shade. Spade or till your beds at least a few weeks before planting and work several inches of organic matter into the soil. For beds and borders, mass plantings of one or two flower varieties provide the best show. Make sure you buy healthy plants, and remember, they don't have to have blooms at planting time. In your local garden center, look for beautiful begonias, angelonias, impatiens, zinnias, and heather, and make your spring garden the talk of the town. For more information on flowers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fertilizing your citrus tree. Now's the time to start fertilizing your citrus. When citrus are young, fertilizer will stimulate vigorous growth of leaves and branches. After your tree is established, you'll need to replace the nutrients that it used up in fruit production to provide enough nutrients to keep it growing. When selecting a fertilizer, choose a citrus special type product. Young trees should be fertilized with light but frequent doses throughout the growing season. Apply fertilizer in a 3-foot diameter circle around the tree. After the third year, fertilize your citrus 4 to 5 times a year. Fertilizer should be applied to an area directly under the tree canopy, all the way to its edge or slightly beyond. Spread the fertilizer evenly and don't ever mound it against the trunk. For more information about citrus and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, mulch. Mulch is an attractive way to help control weeds, retain soil moisture, and moderate soil temperatures. Organic mulches can also help improve your soil as they decompose. Many different materials can be used for mulch. Choose environmentally friendly mulch made from melaleuca, eucalyptus, or pine straw or bark. Avoid using cypress mulch, which is often harvested from delicate wetlands. Let fallen leaves stay under your trees to create self-mulching areas. Cut down on mowing by replacing grass with mulch in areas that are shady or difficult to mow. Apply mulch once or twice a year to keep it 2 to 3 inches thick and pull it away from the base of your plants to avoid disease. Use mulch to provide that finishing touch to any landscape. For more information about mulch and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, taking a soil sample. Whether you're deciding what to plant or just doing some troubleshooting, you should get your soil tested. A soil test can tell you either what nutrients your soil contains or what the pH of your soil is. Soil pH affects which nutrients a plant can get from the soil. You can take a sample from a limited area, like a better small garden, or for a large area, like a lawn, you can take samples from multiple locations to get an average reading. Detailed directions come with a soil sample kit, which you can get from your county extension office or the IFAS Extension Soil Testing Laboratory. Within a few weeks, you'll get the results, and you'll be able to make smart plant and fertilizer choices. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.